Welcome to the Cosmic Lounge, the exploration of consciousness from a 5D perspective. So today we are going to explore the genius of I am, that statement, and also the energy of the narratives. So when we declare I am is the most building block to the construct of the identity. And why do we need an identity? It is because this is through our identity that our conscious mind ego feels safe. So safety being the primary step to evolution, to growth. If we are not safe in our identity, the way we have revealed ourselves, then there's going to be little margin for evolution and growth. So what we want is to understand that the I am is a structural building space. And every single time we are using it, we need to be very conscious of what we put behind I am, right? Because whatever is going to come after this I am is almost like a seed that we plant, and that the more we're going to reinforce the I am, the more ego is going to weave its decision process, its choices, its self-perception, and its entire reality through whatever comes after the I am. So when we are coming to birth and then we are evolving from 0, let's say, to 15 years old, there's a lot of I am that are brought through narrative that we have accepted as truth, that are coming not necessarily from our own perception, but more so through the perceptive reality of others that we are perceiving are the authorities in our life. Right, so that's going to be our parents, that's going to be our teachers, that's going to be the government, the medias, the societies, the instances that are just naturally, collectively been given the energy of authorities. The work after, let's say, 15, 16 years old, more or less, is to, and that's a very general age, but more or less, it's going to be to detach ourselves, to learn how to detach ourselves from these outside authorities so that we claim our identity back first to us and we can evolve into it. What that means is that we're going to have to be given our self-experiences where we are looking at all the I am that we've accepted as truth and through which we have revealed who we are. And everywhere it's no longer working for us because the experience we are still giving to ourselves through the I am identity that we are claiming are limited in our capacity to enjoy, to be connected, to feel purposeful, meaningful. And our work is to actually detach from those I am with really the I don't know who I am. And that I don't know is the, I would say that that's another building block that is not perceived as a building block by the ego because he perceives it as lack of safety, lack of strength, lack of security and rooting, because it actually is the ultimate, most flexible energy form. It's not a structure. It's more, I don't know who I am. Therefore, ego is going to perceive a loss of strength and structuring through the structuring. And it will have to re-engage into another I am in order for it to find safety again. And that's how we grow. That's how we evolve. So moving from I am through another I am requires us to actually accept I don't know who I am. And that transition, which I call a bridge between two versions of ourself, is requiring the experience of faith, the experience of trusting in the goodness of the greater picture. Why? Because every single I am claim by the body or the ego, the conscious mind, is actually a very individual human experience. So I am held by the ego is actually an experience that will by design be temporary. And when we want to move from one temporary block, so to speak, or brick onto another one, we're going to have to let go of an I am, temporary I am, to get to the following temporary I am. Well, most of us, when we have not yet reconnected with the concept of spiritual I am, we are just defaulting to the mental I am. And what we are looking at is the lack of congruence between two I am and the impossibility to create the bridge. So very often, we are just either not changing whatsoever because we are unwilling to let go of a prior, like a temporary prior I am before jumping onto another one. Or we are actually evolving very, very slowly because, again, of that retention, that reluctancy, resistance. And what we're experiencing is more stress than what it's actually worth having. So what's the solution? Well, one of it is to actually realize that there are actually two I am inside of each of us. There is the I am existing in 3D and the I am existing in 5D. And our capacity to move effortlessly in our life is the capacity to hold on to one of these I am or the other one, which is really not necessarily letting go and dropping the ball. And it's more really to dance between the 3D and 5D. So of course, in order for us to be able to detach from the 3D I am and move into the 5D I am, we have to first understand the concept of 3, 4, and 5D reality and really densify the existence of who we are in a more energetic, ethereal form that is as empowered and as real as what we tend to give the reality a sense of truth because it is more tangible. And being able for us to fine-tune our capacity to connect with the reality as much is with the intangible as much as the tangible, but that's part of the work of deepening ourselves, deepening the capacity to connect with ourselves, and finding systematically the strength that we are in more than one level, which is the physicality. Right? We have to be able to actually recognize that the physicality is one level of strength that we can connect to. And if it's not there, we need to be able to go into the mental space. And then if it's not there, we need to go into the emotional space. And if it's not there, we have to go into finding the strength where it really truly exists without a temporary notion, which is the spiritual sense. Right? Our spiritual self is the ultimate space of safety, security, connection, joy, abundance. Just name it. It is the space of all that is. Therefore, when we are feeling a resistance in our life on 3D, the only way for us to move into the next temporary experience where strength exists is to first go retrieve from the strength that is missing in one version of ourselves, go back to find it where it always exists, and pull this one back into the next reality in 3D, because we are densifying what we have found more real, more true at the core, right? We have to remember that we are energy. If you are here, most likely you are accepting a reality that is, or a truth for me, but a belief for many people as well, that energy, we are energy being experiencing a physical experience. This we can, it has been proven in very, like various form in physics, because of quantum physics, we can prove that we are energy and that we are made of emptiness and space more than matter. And so knowing that that's who we truly are, although you and I may not be able to prove it by our limitation of understanding of science, it doesn't matter. Is the idea that can I know that for myself beyond needing to understand it, because I have experienced it so much that every single level of my being knows it as a truth. When that becomes a truth, we can relate to us in two different ways at once. And we can therefore use, through choice, where we can find the strength consistently, right? So the real question right now is, when we are evolving and growing, which happens every moment, every day, all the time, when we perceive resistance that tends to lower our experience and we are experiencing more of a separated version of ourselves, we are being called to transform something about us. The I am in the moment is being perceived separated. That separation creates a divide within ourselves, which is experienced through lower frequency experience such as sadness, anger, blame, shame, guilt, just name it. What we owe it to ourselves is to detach from that I am that is not the truth. That is the projection of the truth minus the belief system that we've put in place through the I am that the ego is still choosing to get embodied through. What we must do is to move beyond that belief system put in place earlier on and going to the ultimate truth that is I am, period. That I am now becomes the next space where we can connect ourselves through strength and then densify through choices that comes as because I am, then I can choose from a different place. And that will, over time, separate the ego from the older version of ourself and re-engage it through awareness practice in time and space to the new version of ourself. So what I'm inviting you this week is to look at what are the narrative that have created the I am that you're still living by, and that every time somebody is asking you, so who are you? What do you do? What is it that, what is the beautiful narrative, the beautiful story you're sharing with others? When you're sharing this narrative, do you have the feeling that it is solid, you can stand on, that's a foundation that is unbreakable, you can build upon it? Or is there I am version of yourself through your narrative that are still letting you be a victim of something or someone in your life? If this is the truth, if you, for you right now, some of your I am are providing you more of a stressor experience than a connected experience, you owe it to yourself to detach yourself from this narrative that are no longer true with who you are today. They may have been true at a certain point of time when you were younger through with the perception that you accepted, that you look through, but it's no longer true for you who you are today. And bringing the older you to the now will, and empowering it with the I am through your narrative, will continuously support the older you to be present and factored into your decision process going onward. So your future is not going to change because you are still bringing the past in the present by saying, that's who I am, that's what I experienced 20 years ago, and therefore I am the, and you can go with the son of, the daughter of, the friend that did this, didn't do this. Like, all of these narratives are no longer that are no longer serving you must be rewritten, and it's not changing the truth because you cannot change the fact. What you're changing is the way you're looking at the fact. And instead of factoring them in where the end of your narrative makes you a victim, you are actually moving and opening another chapter to your life, realizing that whatever you have perceived in the previous narrative has actually led you to meet the hero within yourself. So, this week, let's dive into your I am and the narrative that are wrapped around this I am and that have created this identity through which you are experiencing yourself, meeting other people, and designing your life. Because this I am is the one who has the power to evolve, grow, and provide you the dream life that you are sensing, feeling at the core. And his limitation, her limitation, will be yours in your reality. And your work as a conscious catalyst is to really look at all the limitation you're still accepting through the I am that you're still empowering with you repeating the same stories, which again empowers your this reality to be true, right? So, well, until next week, I wish you an amazing first week of January 2023. I obviously stay always around if you need some deepening on these explorations. If you have questions or comments or suggestions, please reach out to me. You can reach out at alinehenley.com as well as on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram. And if you are also interested, we still have some spots available for some of the retreats in Miami at the end of January, where we are going to go diving deep into this 3D, 4D, 5D, and this understanding of who we are and how we can really use all these universal principles to design the life that we feel exists instead of feeling that we are stuck in the matrix. Well, on that note, I wish you an amazing day and I see you next week. Bye-bye.